Passano sul mar le gondole, placide fra i sogni tuoi.
Ah, yes, the gondolas of Venice. What a romantic sight. Just imagine all those lovely buildings, the gondolas, the canals, and what's that? Oh, it's a giant, giant ship. Leading figures in the arts community have signed a petition last week calling for a stop to giant cruise ships sailing through the historic city of Venice. Michael Caine, Rob Lowe and Kate Blanchett are among the signatories who are calling on the Italian Prime Minister to protect the city, which they say risks being overwhelmed by these enormous cruise ships, this is a quote, which enter the lagoon on a daily basis indifferent to the dangers that they bring. Well, back in November, the Italian government announced that there was to be a reduction in the number of ships coming through the city, but that decision has recently been overturned. So why are these artists up in arms? Joining me now to discuss the issue is Anna Summers Cox, who is the chief executive of the art newspaper and a signatory to this new petition. Welcome to the program, Anna.
Hello.
So can you give us more detail about what this petition's about, what it addresses?
What's happening and has been happening over the last 10 years is the number of cruise ships is increasing every year. So now you're getting 1,300 sailings up and down one of the main canals of Venice. It's over 600 boats, but they go back and forth. And to give you an idea of how big these things are, they usually have about 13 decks, and the biggest of them are 110,000 gross tons, and the Titanic was 46,000 gross tons.
So they really loom over the city.
They are bigger than the biggest church. Mm. And the environmental damage they cause is not so much the reason why they shouldn't be coming in, as just simply they are completely out of place. People do not expect to see, you know, their windows darkened as these monster white creatures sail down the Giudecca Canal.
So why are artists complaining?
They're complaining because the movement has been gathering momentum. The Venetians themselves absolutely hate them. It's quite funny because you see them running up and down the pavements by the side of the canal as the ships go down. And the passengers are on the decks and they're waving and saying, hello, hello. And what they don't know is that the people on the pavements are saying, go away, we don't want you here. So this is kind of mismatch.
You make it sound so polite. They're saying, go away. No, they're saying, bugger off, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes they dive in and try to block the ships coming through. No, I mean, it's not so much that really one of these ships is likely to come astray and crash into the side of Venice, although I suppose that could happen. It's not even that they are polluting, which they are. Their smokestacks are producing a lot of emissions. They're certainly churning up the bottom of the canal, and that they're having a bad effect on the sides of the canal. It's just that this is aesthetically completely, completely inappropriate. But the trouble is that there has been a lot of investment in the Port of Venice, and it does bring work, but above all, the shareholders do not want to see the boats go anywhere else, because they would be getting a dividend on their investment.
Anna, when you say that the Venetians are against this, tourism is such an important industry for the for Italy, and particularly for that city, surely there are Venetians who are saying, step right this way, my restaurant doors are open, sit down and let me serve you a nice cappuccino.
That is actually a snare and delusion, because these guys who come on these ships sleep on the ship, eat on the ship. So usually the most that they do is they disembark en masse. You get 3,000 of them pouring into the city, and they have a Coke and eat a slice of pizza, but they're not the high spenders. So they're not really the people that are going to bring a lot of money directly into the pockets of the tradesfolk of Venice. Now, the question of who does get the money, the mooring fees and all that, is a very, very murky subject, and the figures are by no means clear. I don't know whether you know, but Venice is mired in a huge corruption scandal at the moment, which has got to do with the building of the barriers against floods. And there's a strong suspicion that there's something a little bit murky going on about the Port of Venice as well.
The argument you're mounting appears to be an argument that's based on aesthetics. Well, it is based on aesthetics. You're saying these ships are just too big. Is this an argument about art in the end? The city is a kind of work of art.
Well, the city is a work of art. I mean, when we know what it looks like, because they started doing picture postcards of it in the 18th century. just about every view of Venice is somehow turned into a picture postcard. Now, there would be an alternative. You could build a floating port outside the lagoon in the Adriatic and then bring people in by smaller boats. There's another solution that's proposed, which is very bad, which is to dredge a deep canal through a part of the lagoon and bring the boats in from behind. But if you dredge the lagoon, it's very bad for the lagoon. It causes a lot of sediment to be lost out into the Adriatic. So it's a pretty unenviable set of choices at the moment.
Well, thanks for bringing us up to date with the issue, Anna. We'll be watching to see what happens. That's Anna Summers-Cox, who is the chief executive of the Art newspaper and a signatory to the position, not the position, the petition calling on the Italian government to stop ships sailing into the very heart, the very gracious heart of Venice.